Good afternoon. You are listening to KSTK, your local live call-in show. I'm sorry. Talk on the Rock. So, for our show today, we are going to have April and Stephanie Eilertsen in the studio, and they're here to talk about Camp Lorraine, which is a faith-based outdoors youth program for kids in our community. So if you have a question for them, remember to call in. That number is 874-2345. So Stephanie and April, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. I appreciate this.
Okay. So just go ahead and tell me a little bit about what you all do for Camp Lorraine. How long have you all been involved, and what are your roles with the program?
So I've been a camper since 2006, and just the last couple years I've been actually helping out with it. So I've been helping with the younger kids as a counselor.
Mm-hmm. And what is the age range for the program?
8 through 16.
Okay. And then, April, how long have you been doing this?
My husband, James, has been doing it quite a while with the previous caretakers. And so he's been involved a lot longer than I have. But as far as me, it's just been 2006. We end up being the caretakers that year. And, you know, we're still here hoping camp will keep going and trying to make sure things go well. We are out there. Part of my job is to help make sure that people know where to go when they come out to camp, and just kind of keeping things like that kind of organized.
And so you're saying that you're the caretaker of Vank Island?
Yes, the camp on Vank Island, Camp Lorraine.
Yes.
My husband and I are the caretakers of it, yes.
Okay. And then give me a sense of Vank Island. If I've never been there before, you know, what does it look like? What does it feel like?
To me, camp is just such a wonderful thing. As you come in, you have to take a skiff because it's out on Vank Island, which is 10 miles from here by boat. Mm-hmm. And so you come out there, and you can rent it. Other groups can rent it. But you come out there and you just see this bay opens up to these grounds that have cabins, a big lodge, a kitchen with some rooms upstairs, a craft room, and then a floor of just housing rooms. And then we joke that there's the biggest outhouse out there because it's a huge bathroom with showers and upstairs classrooms. It's just a beautiful place to be out there.
Yeah, it sounds like really great facilities. And who made, is that like a Forest Service cabins, or who operates those all year round?
The cabins are like a Forest Service blueprint. They're A-frame. Uh-huh. My husband and I, we go out there, and we don't live out there. We live here in Wrangell, but we go out there and we watch over the winter and stuff.
Okay.
But the land is Forest Service land that the Seventh-day Adventist Conference up in Anchorage leased that land. And so the buildings are the conference, and then the land is Forest Service.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And yes, like you said, this is with the Seventh-day Adventist. And give me just a better sense of what this program looks like. For any kid that's interested or parent that's interested, what could they expect?
We have, for kids, it can be really exciting. We have different things that we offer, like archery or water skiing. You know, if you're into water sports, there's tubing, there's water skiing, there's just different arts and crafts stuff that we do. There could be classes on tie-dye. There could be classes on just photography some years sewing and baking. It kind of depends on the year, but there's just a whole bunch of different activities that they do. They come out there and they get you like four different classes they could take for a week, and they're in that class for every day that week. And then they, in between, they get to learn how to do stuff with their cabin, and there's also a morning worship and evening worship that is just really geared to try to get the kids to know Jesus, you know. So like you said earlier, we are a faith-based church. So, and that's for our camp, Lorraine. Now, the grounds are also rented out for other organizations that would like to rent it out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, maybe if somebody is with the Presbyterian Church mm-hmm. or the Catholic Church, you know, do they often send their kids to, you know, this work for, you know, different Christian denominations? You would say, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that it's open for all denominations that come out there, especially renting it. Now, with our church, we do have our Adventists do the Camp Lorraine, and we try to gear it so it's kind of a generic denomination that comes out there. So yeah, anybody who wanted to have a different background or who has a different background faith can come out, and hopefully they're comfortable there, because we try to just make it a simple, broad, faith-based program is what we do. You know, we don't really pinpoint everything that we believe. We just try to make it a broad one.
Cool. Yeah, very cool. Stephanie, tell me a little bit about your experience. You know, what is it like to have been a camper and now you are helping out?
It's been amazing because I really like it out there. It's really peaceful for being a camper too. And now helping, I can help the younger generation have that same experience I had when I was a camper. So
yeah, explain the experience a little bit more. You said like it's peaceful. What other words come to mind?
There's a nice community of loving people there, and that is always, if you come from a different family, what's hard, and then you go to this camp was open and willing to take you in. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. It's really helpful.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's just usually we have really good staff that's out there for friendly openness, you know, just really, like Stephanie was saying, if kids have troubled backgrounds and stuff, they could come and have a comfort zone and just relax and be able to be a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's a great community. It sounds like with definitely a lot of fun activities. I mean, mm-hmm. sounds like so many activities that you get to choose which ones you're going to focus on.
That's true. Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah. And usually on Saturday, the end of the week, mm-hmm. they do a nice hike. Uh-huh. And that's always been a key point for me.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, why do you say that? How so?
I don't even know how long it is, but it's a nice hike over the mountain. And then we usually have like a picnic over on same island, just a different part of the beach. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, very relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And then give me a sense of how many kids do you have, and then how many volunteers do you have for this program?
We are looking for about 20, 25 volunteers this year, because mm-hmm. this year we are actually looking for volunteers here local. Mm-hmm. Usually the conference sends it from Anchorage or somewhere up that way.
Yeah. Why the switch?
You know, I'm not sure the full thing. I think, you know, it takes a lot of money to send 25, 30 counselors down here from Anchorage and then back up to Anchorage. So I think they're just trying to keep some of the costs down, which will trickle out to our campers if we can keep the costs down. So we're just trying to get, like Stephanie said, some volunteers from local Wrangell and also different Southeast churches, towns, you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be an Adventist to volunteer out here. We're just looking for young, enthusiastic adults that's willing to be with a week of kids, you know.
Yeah, that's a task for sure. From 8 to 16, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We are looking for as many kids who wants to come. I think the camp can hold 50 kids?
Yeah, the camp can hold about 64 kids. Our goal is to at least have 30 plus kids this year, so we're really hoping to have campers this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like you said, for volunteers, how many are you looking for? You said up to 25, or that's how many you've had?
We've had probably average about 25, 26 in the past. You know, if anybody wants to volunteer, they can go to our website, wranglesda.org, and there's a form there they can fill out. So, yeah, we're looking at 20 plus our staff or volunteer. We have some in the works now. Mm-hmm. So
that would include anywhere between kitchen help, staff, as far as counselors with the kids, yeah. Different craft, like being in charge of different crafts. So,
okay. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you need your kitchen staff, definitely. Mm-hmm. Your counselors, they need to be able to work with children and teens. It would be good if they could bring some sort of skill that they want to teach.
Right.
Yeah, outdoor skill or craft skill. Okay, well, I really hope you find those people. It sounds like a good time. I mean, to be a kid and going out there, it would be a good time, but to be an adult and be a counselor, I mean, that's a really good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope some of our, you know, I hope some of our teachers are listening. That would be a great activity for you guys.
It would be. And at school, we'll be out because our dates are June 23rd on a Sunday to June 30th, Sunday to Sunday. So, yeah, if any teachers want to come, you know, and any of the volunteers, as long as they can pass a background check, because that's part of the conference regulations, working with kids, you know, you just got to be able to pass a background check. But yeah, definitely come on by. We could really use the help. And I know there's a lot of wonderful people out there that work well with kids that would love this opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like a great program for kids. And I think before we wrap up, just give me a sense of, yeah, why you all have been doing this so long.
I just love going out there, seeing the excitement on the kids' faces. I just loved being out in nature. It's just so relaxing. I was a camper there when I was a kid, but when I went as a Girl Scouts, and we went for several years, and I just really enjoy the time out there and enjoy being able to hang out with friends out in an open environment and just doing different class activities and stuff that you don't really get to do much on the island here.
Yeah.
And just, I have an older sister. She went when she was old enough and I wasn't. She was 8. And then she came back and told me the experience she had. And then I wanted to go too, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, I mean, this is awesome that it's a family tradition. I love that. And that you can continue to pass it down to all the other folks in Wrangell and all the other kids. And so this is for, I mean, Wrangell kids specifically. Do you have kids from outside around Southeast that come to this too?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We usually get some from Petersburg and Prince Wales, sometimes Ketchikan even. Okay. So,
yeah. Very cool.
One year we had a camper that came down from Anchorage that just came down, you know, just to do our camp down here. So, yeah, we will have kids from all over the place, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's really good outreach, I think, not only for Wrangell, but our other communities, mm-hmm. because the campers get experience the camp versus having to fly somewhere like Anchorage or something, and there's that much more expense, because I know there's, you know, more camps up north and different things, or down south. But for locally, I think it's good experience for all the kids. Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard any kid going home sad and unhappy because they didn't enjoy it. It's always big smiles and everything like that.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, April and Stephanie, thank you for coming in today. And just give us the rundown again. When is the camp?
Camp will be June 23rd through the 30th. Mm-hmm. It's Sunday through Sunday. Mm-hmm. And we will have a boat leaving Wrangell Dock and going out to camp. So we supply that transportation.
Cool.
So, it's going to be June 23rd through June 30th.
Mm-hmm. And then if someone is interested in volunteering, what should they do?
We have a website, Wrangell SDA, for Wrangell Seventh-day Adventist, .org. You go on there. There's a spot to fill out for a camper. There's a spot there to fill out for a volunteer. And we gave out a whole bunch of stuff last couple weeks ago for the health fair, you know, different flyers. And there was a lot of people that took the volunteer ones and the application forms. And, you know, so, yeah, we have a good turnout, hopefully.
Yeah. And then if somebody does want to be a camper or a volunteer, when do they need to get those applications into you?
Right now, for campers, the cost, we have an early bird special that if they can sign up between now and May 1st, which I know is not very far away, then they get like $25 off. Mm-hmm. But if they want to be a camper, they could go up until June 23rd. I mean, it's nice to have the applications in early, I'd say probably mid-May. And also for the volunteers, it would be mid-May that we need to make sure we know, you know, we have enough people to cover the kids that's coming, mm-hmm. and that talk to them and see where their skills are, so we don't have like five people doing one thing and no one over here on the other jobs, you know. So
for sure.
It'd be nice to have everything in by May 15th or so.
Okay. And then how much does it cost for a camper?
It's $250, I believe. I think it's $250.
Okay, absolutely. All right, then I think it is time to wrap up. The time is 1:23, and unless you have any words, we can sign out.
You know, if they want to ask any questions, they can call my cell phone. 907-470-3148, or just leave a question on our website too.
Absolutely. Stephanie, April, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, June. I really appreciate this.
Yeah. All right. The time is 1:23, and you have been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. We will be back not next week, because that is our pledge drive, but we will be back the week after that with another guest. Thank you and bye.